From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. city of Ferguson, Missouri remained on edge Monday night after protests marking the anniversary of the shooting death of Michael Brown ended with gunfire and another black teen critically wounded. John Belmar is the St. Louis County Police Chief.
These are tragedies, make no mistake. It's a tragedy for the man who was shot. It's a tragedy for his family. It's a tragedy for the officers who were involved in this.
Prosecutors have filed multiple charges against the 18-year-old suspect. A Japanese power company has restarted a nuclear reactor, or says it plans to restart a nuclear reactor on Tuesday, the first one to come back online under stricter safety regulations put in place after the Fukushima disaster 4 years ago. The company expects the reactor at its Sendai facility to begin generating power by Friday. Japan's nuclear facilities have been shut down for 2 years to undergo safety checks. The majority of the Japanese public opposes bringing the reactors back in service. Kenya and Uganda are forming a partnership to carry crude from the Ugandan oil fields to the Kenyan coast. Leaders from both countries announced the agreement on Monday. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta.
We want to open up all these corridors so that our people have the option and our investors have the option, and we must not only just look at looking at one corridor or another. All these corridors are important for the prosperity of our region, and we will continue to partner together.
The project still depends on financing and security guarantees from Kenya. This is VOA News. Greek officials said Tuesday the government reached an agreement with international creditors on terms for a new bailout. Greece's parliament is expected to vote on